Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust over 40 years of experience providing innovative pension solutions. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, many pubs are being forced to close two or more days a week due to a staffing crisis that's here for the long term. That's according to vintners groups who've been telling members of the Oireachtas Tourism and Culture Committee today that after 2 years of COVID closures, about one third of bar workers have left the sector and that staff availability is now the biggest challenge to full recovery. Drive Time's John Cook has been speaking to publicans in Limerick. He joins us now. And John, are many publicans actually reducing their trade because of this?
Yeah, certainly it seems it's become the norm for pubs in many parts of the country, Sarah, not to open until evening time at least. But many I've spoken to today have also began closing on Mondays and Tuesdays and even Wednesdays for some, partly because the trade isn't there. They don't have as many workers in towns and cities since remote working through the pandemic. Maybe there's been a slow return of tourists, but mainly they say because they've lost good bar staff and are struggling to replace them. This afternoon, the Vintners Federation of Ireland and the Licensed Vintners Association said most pubs would have gone out of business during COVID without government supports, but now their staffing shortage is threatening their future viability of our traditional pubs that so many of us enjoy and obviously so many tourists will come to visit. Many of those pubs have been forced to close, they said, for the early part of the week. So I visited an empty Flannery's bar in Limerick City's Upper Denmark Street, where owner Liam Flannery told me that they're now closed on Mondays, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. He's struggling to find staff for this weekend and he's even had to turn away large bookings.
I got an email from a Dublin tour company on Monday. Could I take 42 guests on Monday night, just gone? And I'd email her back to say, I'm sorry, we're closed.
We would have 25 staff or thereabouts normally on a busy weekend pre-COVID. I think I'm down to around 10 or 12 people this Saturday. I'm waiting for them to come back to me to see can they work or not. We have work here, but we just find it very hard to get people to work.
So what are they saying to you? Why don't they want to work for you anymore?
A lot of them have just, with time at home in lockdown, they've had a different perspective on life. I suppose we all did. I'm tied to the place because I own it. But I can understand some people went back and had put down several years in the industry and have done something else now. I've done courses and so on and have upskilled, which is, you know, that's to be commended. Others are just maybe taking a bit of time out after college and they're going to let me know what they're going to do in the next few weeks.
People might say, well, you know, I don't miss the late nights. I don't miss work until the early hours of the morning, being wrecked the next day. Maybe I found a job that pays better than this as well. Maybe I have a better social or family life. I suppose the bar sector itself has to take some of the blame there.
Well, the hours thing is interesting because the vast majority of publicans I'm speaking to don't want extra hours. In COVID, we had 11:30 closing, which suited a lot of people. A lot of people came out earlier, we were home earlier, and the staff actually liked it. So it seems to be the government that's pushing this late hours perspective, and Helen McEntee came out recently with her views that we should have 24-hour drinking and all this kind of stuff.
It's late night economy, you think it's the wrong idea, and we don't have the staff for it, but what about the wages?
Well, the wages, I think the minimum wage at the moment is 10.50. All my staff are on minimum of 10% above that. Some of them are 14, 15 euro an hour. You know, we're very flexible. If someone says they can work one night a week, I'll take that. If someone wants to work three or four nights a week, we'll do that as well. We may have unsociable hours, but we're a very, very flexible industry, and that suits people maybe in college.
And I've heard of more of the traditional pubs, say like your Ma Hogan's pub that you have in Catherine Street as well. You like mature staff as well that know how to talk to the customers, that build up a rapport with the locals. You need the young casual staff. You need the mature long-term staff as well. What's the solution? So,
John, I don't know. That's why we're here today. I don't have the answers. We're going to need help. The wage subsidy was a great success. That's running out on the May 31st, just when we need it the most. If there's any chance of an extension on that or some sort of incentive to take people off the live register, which we had back in 2012, 2011, that would be a help as well. Whatever it takes to get people working and get the economy moving again.
That's Limerick publican Liam Flannery there. So what kind of solutions were being called for at Leinster House today, John?
Well, Sarah, the Vintners groups told Oireachtas committee members that the skills shortage in the pub sector requires a response on multiple fronts. And they called on the government to conduct an immediate labour market analysis to determine the precise scale of this problem. They said the work permit situation for international staff has caused problems, as has the lack of accommodation for bar staff in Dublin in particular. While the committee also heard of the need to recruit more staff across Europe, They heard that Ukrainian workers could be integrated into the hospitality sector here. But staff shortages are not a short-term issue. They'll be here for the next 3 to 5 years, it was said. So work is needed to convince school leavers that a viable career path exists in the pub sector. I spoke to bar staff in the Old Quarter Pub, Cafe and Townhouse in Limerick City Centre, starting with manager Catherine Eaton. And she's been there for 20 years, working her way up in the business after leaving school. And I asked her what kept her in the trade.
It's just something I really enjoy. It's like I've worked from collecting glasses to being in behind the bar to working my way up and learning. There's loads of different things that you can learn, different aspects of it, being that we have the hotel as well. You don't just have to be standing behind a bar pulling pints. Like, there are loads of things that you can take on with you. Don't be it bringing yourself out if you're a quiet person, bringing your personality out, being able to talk to people.
Why is it, do you think, that less and less people are working in the trade, or there's such a staffing crisis right now?
I think with the whole 2 years with COVID, with the places being closed, they skipped that bit of when they started college, they were getting their part-time jobs and everything else. There was nowhere really for them, and then they just kind of got past it. And there is a good few people now that I know that have gone on and they've gotten full-time jobs in factories or supermarkets or things like that.
Better hours, nights off, weekends off, is it?
Not necessarily. Some of those factories are 12-hour shifts, night shifts, weekend shifts. So that kind of way, it's not necessarily that it's better. It's just they had no other choice, really.
Did you ever think about it yourself?
No. I had no interest in factory or an office. I'm just not an office person.
And what did you miss most about the pub then during closures, say?
People. Talking to people and being kept busy. There's nothing worse than sitting around looking at four walls.
Dylan Nocton's my own name, and I'm from Limerick here. Came straight out of school, started off as a kitchen porter, worked my way into the bar and collecting glasses and the usual donkey work like that, and finally got in behind the bar and worked my way up into management at the minute.
You said it's donkey work, it's hard work sometimes as well, but you liked it, or were you drawn to the bar?
Oh yeah, well drawn into it. I'm hands-on. I enjoy the work, I enjoy working with people, and what I enjoy most about the job, I suppose, is seeing a bar full on a Saturday night and everyone enjoying themselves and being able to, I suppose, put on a show for people as well.
There's a good buzz and there's good crack in that, but you're a young man yourself. How old are you?
27.
Do you miss out on the Saturday nights out yourself maybe then?
No, you get your nights off and you're having the buzz of people as in, so it's like a night out as well. The people that I've met over the last 10 years were all using this as a job in college, just to get them through college. But the lads that I know that are here at the minute are seen as a career now. And now that we're doing this apprenticeship programme, I think it's going to be a huge help to the industry, that it'll be recognised as a living, a good trade and a living for someone.
And that's bar management trainee Dylan Nocton. Can you tell us a little bit more about the apprenticeship that he's doing, John?
Sarah, it's the Bar Manager Apprenticeship Degree Course that was launched between the Vintners Federation of Ireland and Griffith College last week, and it's supported by SULAS, the state agency for further education and training, and it'll be available through Griffith College in Limerick, Cork and Dublin, with trainees paid for working through the week in bars as well as studying in college 1 day a week. It's hoped it will help retain and develop staff in the sector by offering them long-term career advancement prospects. JJ Mulcahy owns the Old Quarter Pub and has 3 apprentices on the new course, and he told me about his enthusiasm for this kind of training. But I asked him first about pay and conditions in pubs.
I would say it's the same for every single industry out there. You will have good employers and bad employers, and good rates of pay and bad rates of pay. So I know from my own experience that the bar trade is a good trade to be in. It is very lucrative if you're willing to work at it and put in the effort. We've always put the emphasis on training and giving career paths to people to, if they want to stay in the trade and make it attractive to themselves, that we'll show them and guide them as best we can. That fell into the apprenticeship that the VFI and Griffith College are running at the moment. I suppose if we went back 20, 30 years ago, there was a traditional apprenticeship going through where you went to Dublin to learn your trade. Now what we're trying to do is bring that back around, formalise it and give people the opportunities to learn the skills of the bar trade and management, so that in future that they will be able to either stay within the trade or use those skills to go into other aspects of business.
You have 3 apprentices going through that degree programme right now. There's 24 on the first intake and an interest from more people. How long will it take for us to see, I suppose, more staff, more managers, more people coming into this, the pub trade, to the hospitality industry, that will get you out of this crisis perhaps in terms of staffing, or will we need other solutions in the short term?
We'll definitely need other solutions in the short term. These lads are on a 3-year degree course, so it'll be 3 years before we see them coming out the other side. But I suppose the beauty is when we start bringing in the second cohort in September, over the next 18 months, 24 months, you will see standards coming up across the board, because when the first group go through, the second group are coming through, they will start bringing the standards up for everybody else. What they're learning on the course, what they're learning in the jobs, will in turn help everybody else working within the trade to become better.
And that's publican JJ Mulcahy at the Old Quarter in Limerick, ending John Cook's report.